The growth cycle of trees, including the control of dormancy, of course, is genetically based and varies greatly even within a species by ecotype, or the genetic source of that individual tree. A source of red maple from the north, let's say Maine, requires 14 hours of light to maintain active growth. When trees from this main source are planted in Virginia, we'll notice that they set bud at an earlier date than they do in Maine. And this is because day length falls below 14 hours at an earlier date further south in Virginia. Likewise, sources of black alder from Norway were found to set bud and stop growth in July when they were planted in Pennsylvania, while normally these trees would continue growth well into August. The opposite is also true. A source of tulip tree from southern Georgia sets bud when day lengths fall below 12 hours. If this seed source is moved far enough north, a 12-hour day length will not occur until too late in the fall, and the tree may be injured by frost or cold. Iranian sources of black alder, as another example, when planted in central Pennsylvania, continued growth well into October, where they were eventually killed back by frost.